week we're going to deal with Thanksgiving, which is coming up this Thursday. So just as a means of introduction, I, generally speaking, take a course in Revel, in the Jewish Studies Graduate School of IYU, on Wednesday night. My professor sent us an email this morning saying that, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it this Wednesday night. He's going to be at a conference. But just so we should know, both Ramosha Feinstein and Ravender ate turkey every Thanksgiving. Which has nothing to do with the class. The class is on Mezra Shabbatah. So apparently, you know, he wanted us to know that. I thought it was important. There's a lot of confusion about what the Gedolim did, what they said, and what we should do on Thanksgiving. So here's what, at least what they have in print. What they personally did and what they told their inner circle of Talmidim will obviously depend on who you ask, because every inner circle hears different things. But here's what they have in print. Before we start with the halachos, though, we should go back to the source. There's just sort of like a quick overview, a quick sketch of the history of Thanksgiving. So as some people probably know, the pilgrims came to Plymouth Rock. They came to somewhere or other. Wherever they came to. They were somewhere in Virginia. They didn't have any food sometime in the 1600s. And they made it through a hard winter. And they had a harvest festival when they got their food back. George Washington, when America became independent, tried to make Thanksgiving a national holiday, but it didn't work. It didn't catch on. Fast forward almost 100 years, 1863, we're in the middle of the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln, his government, think that the Union needs a morale boost. They need a new holiday of celebration. So he proclaims Thanksgiving. And if you look on the fifth page, the second to last page, here's the text of the official proclamation that Abraham Lincoln sent out from his office declaring the new holiday of Thanksgiving. It's actually fascinating. It's amazing that presidents used to write and speak like this. The fact that nowadays it's considered an advantage for a presidential candidate to speak very prosaically and speak like Joel the Plumber is a fascinating social change. But the proclamation is very short, like many things Abraham Lincoln said. Basically, what he says is that we're in the middle of a war. All these crazy things are happening. It's a civil war of unknown magnitude, and something that has never occurred before. But just keep in mind that America is still growing. America is still prospering. Population is growing. Wealth is growing. Mines are growing. We don't have foreign problems like many people were predicting at the time, that whenever there's a civil war, foreign nations see the opportunity of weakness and try to attack. And more or less, even though we have the civil war and hundreds of thousands of Americans are being killed, don't worry, we're still basically in a very good spot. And then comes the bolded part. Does anybody want to read it in the best Abraham Lincoln imitation voice? Let's have it, please.
No, you in council, devise, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father, who dwelleth in the heavens.
And the last couple of sentences are really tzidkos. He says, while we're thanking God for all these great things that he's done to America, don't forget your neighbor who's the old widow, the poor person who lives in your community, etc., etc. Then the last line is by the President Abraham Lincoln. He put in a special seal, sent it out across the country, and it caught on. And Thanksgiving, the last Thursday of November, became a national holiday. And it's been a day of national celebration ever since, more or less. So if I had asked you, what's the problem, what are the possible halachic issues with Thanksgiving, based on the initial proclamation, what would you say?
It's something all the goyim took on, therefore the custom of the goyim.
Right, I guess that is much force can deal with. That's the correct answer. I mean, personally, sorry.
We also once talked about if it was like a government thing.
That's also very true. That's something which postmodernists don't really deal with, because I think we generally speaking assume that anything that becomes a cultural institution is prohibited. But this is, I guess, would be more us here because it's a government official law.
He also describes religious connotations.
Right. I mean, it's explicitly Christian. Meaning America was a Christian country at the time. The purpose of Thanksgiving is preceded by the sentence, "No human counsel hath devised nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who are dealing with us in anger of our sins," and that's why we have the Civil War. Still, he's being nice to us, and therefore we have to acknowledge that niceness and thank God. So it seems to be explicitly, overtly Christian. So you might think that it's a religious holiday, the same way that December 25th, the Christmas, is a religious holiday, same way that Easter is a religious holiday. Thanksgiving wasn't created by the church. It wasn't created by an official religious institution. But still, it had explicitly Christian overtones when it was initially created. Both the pilgrims in the 1600s and Abraham Lincoln in 1863. And therefore, we would think it should be prohibited on those grounds. But luckily for us, there's no major posting that I'm aware of who thinks of Thanksgiving as a Christian holiday. Some of them raise it as possibilities, but they all reject that as a reason to say that it's going to be usher. Just as an example, which proves the rule, is a true Bar Moshe Feinstein, the first one on the first page, the one that's boxed in. I'm experimenting with my demo version of Microsoft Word to see what I can do with it. It's a demo version, so like it doesn't get much more complicated than rectangles. But at some point I might spend the money, so then I could deal with like, you know, columns and triangles and stuff of that sort. So somebody asked him two questions. Number one, Dvar Rikude Tarovos, mixed dancing. Okay. And number two, what about Thanksgiving? So the mixed dancing part, I guess you could probably guess what he says. He's not such a fan. Though apparently this is what they say, is that his daughter or his son met their shidduch at a Young Israel mixed event. I guess it wasn't dancing there, whatever it was. But here's the question. The question was not about celebrating Thanksgiving, but about making a bar mitzvah, making a wedding, making some type of Jewish party on December 25th on Christmas. Is that going to be mutter or aser? So here's what he says. The Dvar Lasos is a simcha, you may age to an achrim. Could you make a party on a non-Jewish religious holiday? You may aid as a non-Jewish religious holiday. So, imu misadam bunusam, imu kabana machmashu yum aid asum ridina. If you want to make a party on December 25th because it's Christmas, you should gather all your Jewish friends and say, let's make a Christmas party. So, that's definitely going to be asr. Because that's a Christian holiday, and it's going to be asr for Jews to celebrate Christian holidays. But here's Rav Moshe Feinstein's additional point that's more relevant. V'im lo kabana, if you're not doing it because it's Christmas, yesh le'asor mitzad maras ayin. You shouldn't schedule a Jewish wedding, a Jewish bar mitzvah, for the night of December 25th. Because it's Maris Ayin. It looks like you're gathering together the party for the sake of religious purposes. Hey, you'll come in. So that's where we're going to get to. And he says, "Usudas mitzvah kamila pidin haben, yish la'asos ha'fil b'meit shalahem." Meaning a first kamila or pidin haben that halakha dictates has to be in a certain day. You're not going to push it off because it happens to fall out on December 25th. But a bar mitzvah or a wedding, which you're scheduling yourself, those you shouldn't do on December 25th. So what about New Year's? And what about Thanksgiving? So the last line of the tshuva is V'yom ha'rishon mishana shalahem, the first day of their year, meaning January 1st. V'chein Thanksgiving. Rav Moshe Feinstein always wrote English words in Hebrew letters phonetically. Thanksgiving. In la'asor midina, you're allowed to make a Jewish party, a wedding, or something of that sort on Thanksgiving or New Year's. But if you're from, you should be machmer and not schedule a wedding or a bar mitzvah for January 1st or for Thanksgiving.
What if now everything is falling on the weekend? So like
officially, you know, on Monday, the 26th.
Right. So one thing about not officially, not one good thing about not officially being a rabbi yet, not serving in any official position, is that, I don't have to make decisions at all.
They don't talk about
it. It could be they do. I'm unaware. So, in this tshuva, Ramusha isn't dealing with celebrating Thanksgiving qua Thanksgiving. He's talking about making a wedding on Thanksgiving. That, at least, he says, is perfectly fine, because it's not a religious holiday. It's better to be firm not to do it. But still, in the Ikar Adin, at least, it's going to be okay, because Thanksgiving and New Year's are not considered religious holidays. Apparently, even though Moshe Feinstein recommended that students of his and people in his community not make weddings or bar mitzvahs on Thanksgiving, it happens a lot, just because it's convenient. I mean, everybody's off on Thanksgiving. Everybody's off on New Year's. So what would Moshe Feinstein do if he got invited to a student's wedding on Thanksgiving or a student's wedding on New Year's? So apparently he would go. There's a website called matzav.com. It's like Buzzers Nice or whatever, or these other Jewish from Yeshivish news websites. So last year or 2 years ago, they posted an article from Halacha Brura, which is somebody from Lakewood who writes about contemporary halacha issues in English. So I have a quote from the website on the third page. So he basically summarizes what he thinks or Moshe Feinstein's opinion is. If you look at the talkbacks there is much give and take about whether or not he accurately relates or Moshe Feinstein's opinion. At the very end of this article, he says as follows. He says, Moshe Feinstein recommended that people do not schedule weddings on New Year's or Thanksgiving. But the last two sentences, if one would like to schedule a chasana or a bar mitzvah, also, you see, for the fact that it says chasana, that it's a bit front. And also, when he quotes the Rambam about a purpose problem, he quotes the Rambam, he translates it to English, it's not about Jews, it's about Yidden. So, I'm not sure if the Rambam knew what a Yid was, but that's the way he translates it. So he says, if one would like to schedule a chasana or a bar mitzvah su'uda on Thanksgiving, since it is a day that many people are home or come home early from work, he is permitted to do so. Indeed, Moshe Feinstein himself attended numerous chasanas that were made on Thanksgiving. Meaning that Shuva of Ramosha, where he says, Bali Nefesh Yachmir, to not make bar mitzvahs or weddings on Thanksgiving or New Year's, seems to get translated, at least halachah l'maisa, into something that people do because it's convenient, and Ramosha Feinstein himself would attend. So he would leave. He at least wouldn't boycott weddings or bar mitzvahs made on Thanksgiving or New Year's. So great. So that's in terms of Thanksgiving as a religious holiday. It's not a religious holiday. So it's not like Christmas. So next question we have to ask is our question, the Chukas Achron question. It's something that was established by a, granted, secular, but non-Jewish society, Day of Thanksgiving. And is that something which we as Jews could participate in or not? So just as a way of introduction, we have to go through the different shittos that we've had about Chukas Achron. So last week, we basically boiled down things, halacha l'maisa, to two approaches. We had the approach of the Vilna Gaon, who was basically quoting the Rambam, who more or less said that anything the non-Jews do that's created by non-Jews, Jews should not follow. And if you follow that approach, then presumably Thanksgiving would be aser, just like almost everything else is going to be aser. Whatever non-Jews create and is first kept by non-Jewish society is aser for Jews to follow. But last week we also saw that standard Ashkenazi Psak follows the Rambam. Standard Sephardi Psak, as Paskin by Rabbi Yosef, also follows the Rambam. And the Rambam limits Chukos Achron to two and a half categories. Category number one are things that are connected to Avodah Zarah. Okay, that we already saw that Thanksgiving is not. Category number two are things that have a nindut pritzos, things that lead or are on the boundary of immorality. Category number three are things that are done without a purpose, things that are irrational, things that you just look at that you're just wondering why in the world are they doing this. So those are the three categories of things that are also according to the Rama. Avodah Zarah, at least Avodah Zarah in origin, things that are on the boundaries of immorality, things that are trying to push the borders one step further. Number three, things that are irrational, things that do not have a logical basis. So based on those categories, what would you think the Pesach should be about Thanksgiving?
It's good to go.
Sounds like it's fine. It's not a Avodah Zarah based, as Rav Moshe Feinstein just told us. It's not something that is pushing the boundaries of Pritzos. There's nothing, if anything, it's wholesome. You have to get the family all together. They're having a nice meal together. It's in enhancing and intensifying the value of family and friends and Thanksgiving to God, to society, to whatever it is. If anything, it's not Pritzos. It's reinforcing the positive values of American society. And it's also hard to argue that it's a davar shein bo tam, that it's something that's irrational, something that has no basis. The pilgrims came to America. They didn't have any food. They made it through a hard winter. They made a celebration. Abraham Lincoln was living, his America was living through a hard time. They were in the middle of a civil war. He wanted to boost morale. He wanted America to remind itself about the goodness that it possesses. So he created a day of Thanksgiving. It doesn't seem to be illogical or irrational. It seems to be something that makes perfect sense. And the best proof that it makes perfect sense is that people do it. People understand why they do it. People are naturally inclined to celebrate Thanksgiving, to thank God, thank society, thank America, whatever it is, for the good things that we have here in America. So it seems to be something that should be perfectly fine. And I don't have this in print, but I heard up to Helen Wayu that that's exactly why Rav Soloveitchik said Thanksgiving is perfectly fine, not encouraged, celebrate. It doesn't fit into any of the categories that seem to make it usher. Great. Just a note, if you look through the talkbacks on the Matzav.com article, you'll find out that the Haredi Sha'olam does not hold the Shitos of J.B. Soloveitchik. And there's not a single Haredi posek in America who's come out publicly and said that Thanksgiving is mutter. At least that's what somebody in a talkback claimed. And what we have in print is a number of tshuvos of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which we'll go through one by one, and also a letter that Rav Hutner, who's a Rosh Yeshiva of Shiva's Chai in Brooklyn, wrote, which also touches on this topic. Great. So first let's go through the tshuvos of Moshe Feinstein, as he really deals with the sukkah head-on. And it's important just to keep the chronology of these tshuvos in mind. So the first tshuva, which he wasn't dealing with Thanksgiving itself, but dealing with whether or not you can make a bar mitzvah or a wedding on Thanksgiving, was from the year Tavshin Chaf Gimel, which was around 1963, 1964. For some reason, at that point, that juncture in time, nobody asked him, what about celebrating Thanksgiving? It seems like it was assumed that it was fine. People were asking him about making weddings on Thanksgiving. Skip the Tavshin Mem Aleph. That's the year 1981. Moshe Feinstein is already an older man. He was born in the year 1896. So you go from 1896 to 1981. That makes him in his 90s already. Yeah. He passed away in 1985, I think. This is 4 years prior to his death, and he was already a bit older and a bit weaker. So somebody asked him the following.
It's a lot of years.
It's a lot of years. He was actually a well-known posek in Russia, in like northern Russia, before he came to America. It's pretty cool. It's actually a funny story, that he was once... I don't think I said this story here, but there was once a program in a hotel for Sukkot. That there were major advertisements that was at the Feinstein's for spending Sukkot in his hotel. There he was going to be the keynote speaker or whatever it was. So the Moshe Feinstein and his representative went up there for Sukkot, and they got a lot of people there. And lo and behold, the first night of Sukkot, it snows. Somewhere up in the Catskills. So everybody's eating inside, except for Rav Moshe Feinstein and his Rebbetzin, who were eating inside the sukkah. So like somebody went over to him and asked him, Rebbe, Mitzatar, Patar, Minasukkah, if Halacha says if it's raining or snowing, you're allowed to be eating inside. And according to some poskim, you shouldn't be in the sukkah. So what are you doing? So he said that I come from Siberia, Siberia every year in Sukkot it snowed. If we went inside every time it snowed, we would never sit in Sukkot. So here's what somebody asked him in the year 1981. In ER 1981. The day of Thanksgiving for the non-Jews in America is it permissible to make a meal? So first he references his previous tshuva. He said that, look at what I wrote previously, that it's not a religious holiday, and therefore you could make a bar mitzvah or a wedding on Thanksgiving. But the bolded line, the second line, Avalasos simcha u'su'uda l'kvot Thanksgiving, yishvada l'esar medina. ER 1981, it's definitely prohibited, based on the pure halacha, not a chumra, to make a party on Thanksgiving. It's not because it's a religious holiday. This wasn't made up by priests. Something American society accepted upon themselves without any religious guidance. So it's not a religious holiday, but still, it's going to be aser. Skip down to the next bolded parts. Why is it aser if it's not a religious holiday? Ela shemasha asur la'asos simcha l'kvod yom zeh, humidin uv'chukosei lo sileko. It's a violation of chukos akom to make a family gathering, a family meal on Thanksgiving. Av she'in zeh chok la'avodah zarah. It's not a chok la'avodah zarah. It's not religious, but it's still chukosei lo sileko. So what category does it fall under? It's not religious. Doesn't seem to be involved with pritzas and immorality. The reason why it's prohibited is because it falls under the third category of the Rama. Something she'in botam. Something that people look at and they just think it's irrational. There's no purpose for this holiday. There's no purpose for the celebration. And he quotes the sources that something she'in botam, something that doesn't have a rational basis, is under the violation of chukos hakom. Then he says, but let's say you don't want to make a party, but turkey's on sale. So you want to buy turkey and eat turkey. Is that going to be prohibited? So then he says it's already okay. Skip down to the next bolted part. Misafek ein le'asar the stam inshi v'alma le'achol tanar kol hodu. But you shouldn't say, you don't have to go as far to say that it's prohibited to eat turkey on Thanksgiving. If you're not making a party, it's okay to eat turkey. What's also to do on Thanksgiving is to make a party, to make a family gathering, to say, this is my Thanksgiving meal. And then at the end of the Shuvah, he repeats himself. The last bolded lines. To make a party, a family party on Thanksgiving, it's not religious, it's not avodah zarah. But as I said before, it's an issue of chukos hakom. Then he adds on one line, he equivocates. Granted, I just told you it's asur, it's a lav de oresa, it's a violation of chukos hakom. But it's unclear. V'yishla ayenod. And you should, I have to look more into it. Right. So that's tshuva number one. So this tshuva sounds like it's completely aser. It's a violation of chukos hakom. Under what basis? Because it's a chuk hevel oshtos v'alva. There's no logical, rational basis for the Thanksgiving celebration. And you read it, you're sort of perplexed. What does he mean? There's no rational basis for Thanksgiving. It seems to make perfect sense. That's ER 1981. The next tshuva was written in Sivan 1981, 1 month later, the same year. Somebody asked him the same question. Im asur mitzad v'kusein lo sileku l'shatev b'sudas yom ha'odaya she'osem artos abris. Is it a violation of chukos hakom to participate in a Thanksgiving meal? So here's what Moshe says. It was Varish Shafus in terms of participating in a Thanksgiving meal. Nei l'chora mikevan shebesifrei da'atam lo huzkar yom zeh l'chag. you go through Christian literature, Thanksgiving is not mentioned. Mikanglo shes chagu v'suda. It's not something that's obligatory from a religious vantage point. V'kevon shu yom zeker l'anshei ha-medina, shu gam kin sameach ha-medina, shebo l'gor l'kan, hatal mikvar, lo matzino b'zeh ister lav, v'asiyas simcha v'suda. Since it's not religious, there's no religious law obligating all Christians to celebrate on the last Thursday of Thanksgiving. Rather, what is it? It's a day of Simcha for people in the country to celebrate the fact that they either immigrated to the country or they're happy that they're living here. Therefore, lo matino bazet isur lav basia simcha basuda. Therefore, there's no prohibition in participating in such a meal. Lo bakila tatarna bahodu, indik. And there's no isur in eating turkey either. And he quotes proofs from Gemaras that in various time periods, there were some Jewish kings and non-Jewish kings who made celebrations to celebrate their country, celebrate a military victory, celebrate whatever. So he says that Thanksgiving shouldn't be any different than those celebrations which we find in the Gemara. But then he retreats a bit. The last paragraph. Aval Yisover. There's nothing inherently wrong. There's no violation of Avodah Zarah, of Chukos Akon, in celebrating Thanksgiving. But, on condition that you don't make it a law, family, like a Chukos Yavor, something that you have to do every single year to have this Thanksgiving meal. Why? What's the issue with saying that there's a saying that family is kodea, that every single Thanksgiving they're going to sit down, no ifs, ands, or buts. Rav Moshe Feinstein says he thinks that's borderline creating a new holiday. And in terms of creating new holidays, at least from the Jewish perspective, might be a violation of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef says you can't add on its folks, you can't create new obligations. So, to have a family celebration on Thanksgiving, and say we're having a Thanksgiving celebration, and maybe the next year, when there's some type of conflict, you're not going to have it, so that's perfectly fine. But to say that every single year, no ifs, ands, or buts, no matter what comes up, we're always going to have the Thanksgiving celebration, family has to get together, something granted is not Chukos Akon, but it runs into another issue of creating a new holiday, which might be a violation of Baal Tosef, of adding on obligations to the 613 mitzvahs. Then again, as he said in the previous Shuvah, the last line, even though I'm not so sure about this, it may or may not be Aser because of Baal Tosef, it's something that's definitely a bad thing to do. So, you have two Shuvahs of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Written within 2 months of each other, it seemed to be a flat-out contradiction. In ER, in Tafshin Mem Aleph, in ER in 1981, he told somebody it's a violation of Chukos Akom to participate in a Thanksgiving meal. A month later, somebody asked him the same question. He said, it's perfectly fine, as long as you don't say, we're going to have this Thanksgiving meal every single year, no matter what. So let's say you're like some families, most families, whatever it is, generally speaking, have a Thanksgiving meal. If there's some type of conflict, some type of other obligations, you're not going to get kicked out of the family if you don't show up to the Thanksgiving meal. So then, according to the second Shulah or Moshe Feinstein, presumably it would be perfectly okay. Just to note, this additional aspect, our Moshe Feinstein says, that there's an Isur Baal Tosef to sort of create a family institution to every year celebrate Thanksgiving is also not agreed upon by all poskim. I mean, he himself admits it's something which he's sort of innovating. It's something that it's somewhat of a chiddush. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, even in his more mekel, lenient version, still thought that that was off limits, that was prohibited. Other poskim presumably would think it's okay.
Isn't there the idea of making, you know, it's not Thanksgiving, but a sudad hodaya? If something happens to a family, they can make an institution.
Yeah, so that's in a later tshuva he deals with that. He says that granted we have this institution, but there are clear halakha guidelines as to when it should be done and how it should be done. Mm-hmm. And whatever accord of Thanksgiving on a national level doesn't qualify for that. But yeah, but that's definitely something that's there. Great. They say that every year Salvation used to end Shear early, so like people go home for Thanksgiving meals. One year in the 70s, he was in the middle of Shear, and he couldn't figure out his osos. So he kept people there until like 3 in the afternoon, until he finished his osos, and then he sent everybody home afterwards. So I don't think it was being mockery to not have a Thanksgiving meal every single year. But I guess if you want, he didn't, apparently that year he skipped his Thanksgiving meal. But for ulterior motives. Okay. So, we have a stira in the chulas or Moshe Feinstein within a month of each other. So luckily for us, 1 month later, somebody realized that he contradicted himself. And it was nobody other than his grandson, Mordechai Tandler, who I think is Rabbi Bishul and Munsi. So this tshuva was written in Tammuz, Tav Shem Aleph, Tammuz 1981, 1 month after the previous tshuva. And it was written to Malas Kedol Nachtiya Yakar V'Chaviv Li Adamod Rav Gaon Rav Mordechai Tandler Shlita Shalom Avraha Gildam. Great. So his grandson apparently read through his tshuvos, pointed out that you contradicted yourself. And so he quotes both of his previous tshuvos. If you skip down to the bolded part, so it says, "Gan pasavti sheish b'zeh mishum batosef." I said it's kukosakam, and I said it's not kukosakam, and I said it's batosef, and I said maybe it's not batosef. So what's going on? So if you turn the page, he wrote a long tshuva explaining himself. V'nei masha amata al stira v'dinyan halav to kukosem osedeko. I want you pointed out that I contradicted myself in terms of kukosakam. I contradicted myself because I'm not sure, I wasn't sure what the correct interpretation of the Ramah is. Yeah, the Ramah, I should have put the text here, he has three categories of things that are asar. Avodah Zarah, Pritzos, and the third category are Dvarim She'in Bahem Tam, seemingly things that are irrational, things that do not have a basis. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Safek, according to the way he presents it here, at least, is what falls under the category of Dvarim She'in Bahem Tam. So we can read it inside ourselves. The skip to the bolded parts, El Kavanaso. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein's interpretation of the Ramah. El Kavanaso, Lukboa Asiyas Na'asim, B'shvil Dvar She'inu Chashov Lidat Luskor. Zehu Atzmo Darkei Ha'amori. Says, granted, there might be a real basis for Thanksgiving. The story where the pilgrims happened, Abraham Lincoln happened. And they both said, we are celebrating Thanksgiving, and we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving for every year, heretofore, for the following purposes. So seemingly, it's not something that's irrational, not something Shein Ben Tam. But Rav Moshe Feinstein said that maybe, if halakhically speaking, the basis for that minhag, the basis for that yearly celebration, doesn't seem to be important enough to create a yearly institution, so even though the non-Jews think they're doing it for a good purpose, they're doing it to give thanks, but if the original story, the original basis, isn't important enough that from halakhic ground it's able to justify a yearly celebration, so then it's going to be defined as Zvarim She'in Bahem Tam. We can read it inside. V'zei Ika v'siyas yom simcha l'ma'asav zu. This is exactly what happened with Thanksgiving. She'aklu osan ha'lashen v'wan l'medino zu. People who came to America, the pilgrims, had this feast. V'irat sh'lo ha'yolam ezez man malachol. For 1 winter, they didn't have what to eat. V'aklu trying to go lehodu. And then the next fall, they ate turkey. Wasn't such an important event from a historical perspective in the settlement of America. There was only one community, the community in Virginia, that didn't have what to eat. There were other communities that were successful. There was a plentiful of food. So 1 year, certain people didn't have enough food to eat. They made it through a hard winter. The fall came around, they had a Thanksgiving meal. So great, that's great for them. It's not enough of a basis, at least from Halacha's perspective, if they were Jews, to create such a yearly institution for every year more. And therefore, even though there is a basis, if we ask anybody in the street, why do you celebrate Thanksgiving? They'll point to the pilgrims, and they'll point to Abraham Lincoln. Still, halachically speaking, it's not enough of a reason, and it's therefore going to fall under the category of Dvarim She'ein Bahem Tam. That's why in that first tshuva, in ER, 1981, Moshe Feinstein said, I think it's Kukos Hakam. But then, 1 month later, he said I wasn't sure. I retracted. Next paragraph. Avo Epsha the Farish, Shlinyan Ha'isir to Lab to Fukukusim Lusi Lehu, Ein Sorek Be'etiru Latav Shayimol Gan Ladin of Lanu. Maybe you don't need a valid halachic reason to create a celebration. All you need is some logical reason. If your average person on the street could understand why the celebration came into existence and why he's celebrating, that's enough to get it out of the category of Dvarim She'ein Bahem Tam. As long as it works on some type of popular level, if your average person understands why he's doing it, then it's no longer a Dvar She'ein Bo Tam, and therefore it's not a violation of Kukos Hakam. Now Moshe Feinstein says that's why he contradicted himself. He wasn't sure. In ER, he thought Pshat in the Ramah was that there has to be a valid halachic reason, or a parallel valid halachic reason for such a celebration. 1 month later, he retracted. He said that as long as it's a some type of logical basis that people on the street understand, it's Dvar She'ein Bo Tam enough in order to be mother. Great. And he says, I'm still equivocating. He's still not sure. And then let's skip down to the end of the tshuva, the last bolded line. Aval ani ba'atzmi notev da'ati yoter te'ika iser halav te'kukosem mozileko. At the end of the day, the last thing we have in writing from Moshe Feinstein on the subject is that he thinks that there is a violation of Kukos Hakam, that as long as the reason for the celebration is not one that, from a Jewish halachic perspective, would be enough to create a yearly institution of a holiday, such as we have Hanukkah and Purim and things of that sort, then if non-Jews celebrate a yearly event, that's going to be Kukos Hakam. Again, if you go back to the words of the Ramah, the words themselves are Dvar She'ein Bahem Tam. Ve'ein Tam L'Dvar. Moshe Feinstein is interpreting that as something that wouldn't have a basis within the context of halakha from a halakhic perspective, at least in terms of celebrations. And therefore, in the end of the day, it sounds like he thinks that eating turkey on Thanksgiving is fine if you're buying it because it's cheap. Making a bar mitzvah or a wedding on Thanksgiving is also, maybe this room to be machfir, something also, halachically speaking, is fine. But having a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving is something that's a violation of Kukos Hakam. Right. Whether it seems like Moshe Feinstein's read of the Ramah is not the first glance read of your average reader. The average person reading the Ramah would say, Ein Tam B'Davar means something that doesn't have a basis, something that's illogical, something that's irrational. And if you go back, if you have some spare time at Thanksgiving, and you want to read an interesting exchange between more yeshivishly minded people and a modern Orthodox person, who all themselves probably don't have so much to do with their time, go back to the Matzav.com article. There's a long list of talkbacks back and forth. Whether or not Moshe Feinstein's reading of the Ramah is the proper reading. The final psak of the majority of people on the talkback, but it doesn't matter whether or not it's a good reading or a forced reading, that's the way he paskins, and that's therefore it's aser. Okay. So each person should follow his own postic in terms of how to read the Ramah. Presumably for Salvechik, read the Ramah Kipshuto, that as long as it's the Yesh Bo Tam, and Thanksgiving is the Yesh Bo Tam, it's going to be mutter. So that is Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Salvechik. What's interesting about it is Rav Hunder has a letter about Thanksgiving, and he seems to come at it from a completely different perspective. We'll just go through it a bit quickly. Somebody asked him about participating in non-Jewish secular holidays. This is on the last page. It's part of one of the letters in Pachad Yitzchak. Aladu Shilatzka, Imzeh Dereisa with Rabbanon. It's definitely Asr. The only question is an Isr Dereisa and Isr Derabbanon to participate in Thanksgiving. It's only if it's a one-time celebration. Note, he doesn't quote any sources. He says that since Thanksgiving is a yearly celebration, it's something that's part of the calendar, something that people do every single year, participating in Thanksgiving on a yearly basis is perforce the creation or the admission of a new holiday into the Jewish calendar. And that is Menachem Morish al Chamuros. That's one of the worst things you could do. He says it's even worse because it follows the Christian calendar. He was very Machmir about not following, but always writing the Misparam, 1985, the Misparam, according to their reckoning. He didn't want to just write the regular secular year. But even without that, he thinks it's problematic because it becomes a yearly festival, it becomes a yearly ritual. It's hard to know what his sources are, what his basis is, because he doesn't deal with the sources. He doesn't say it's Chukas Hakam. He doesn't say it's Bav Tosef. He just says that it's Menachem Uri HaKamurot. It's one of the worst things you could do to innovate a new holiday. So either he's coming at it from the Chukas Hakam perspective, maybe he's coming at it from Moshe Feinstein's Bav Tosef perspective, or maybe he just thinks that it's not a good thing for Jews to do, to take on a new holiday that's not based or sourced in Jewish sources that comes from secular society. But either way, Rav Putner also seems to have frowned upon celebrating Thanksgiving, at least as a yearly ritual. So just to summarize where we stand, it's hard to summarize it better than the talkbacks in the Matzav.com article, where the Charedisha Yeshiva Shevelt follow Moshe Feinstein and Rav Putner, and the MOs follow Soloveitchik. And I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving.